NASA can meet fairly quickly most of the technical recommendations put forth yesterday by the board investigating the Columbia Space Shuttle accident. In fact, the space agency is hoping to have shuttles flying again as early as next spring. But NASA faces much bigger challenges as it looks to the long-range recommendations announced yesterday. The most daunting of those calls for changing culture at the space agency. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Columbia Accident Investigation Board made it clear that fixing the technical problems will make the shuttle safe enough to fly again. And the board chairman, Harold Gaiman, said at a news conference yesterday that he has no doubt NASA will be extra careful for the first few flights.
The board, however, is concerned that over a period of a year or two, the natural tendency of all bureaucracies, not just NASA, to morph and migrate away from that diligent attitude is of great concern to the board because the history of NASA indicates that they've done it before.
So the board also recommends some much deeper changes to NASA, including to its culture. Culture in this case is defined as the way the organization behaves when people aren't simply following the rules. Gaiman says fixing culture is no simple matter.
It takes both reorganization and leadership. The leadership, not just the administrator, all levels of leadership are going to have to actively drive the bad cultural traits out of the organization. And it's something they're going to have to buy into personally. They're going to have to accept it in their gut. And in their daily reactions, they're going to have to look for these traits that we have carefully enumerated in our report, like stifling communications and stomping on engineers and things like that. And they're going to have to drive it out.
It was that flawed culture that led engineers and managers to consistently downplay the problem that ultimately led to the demise of the Space Shuttle Columbia, debris peeling off the shuttle's external fuel tank during liftoff. Howard McCurdy at American University was not on the accident investigation board, but he agrees that making deeper changes in the agency's culture will be a lot harder than fixing the technical problems. He says NASA had the right culture back in the 1970s, and it was revived after the Challenger accident in 1986. But it faded again as schedule and particularly funding pressures grew.
A lot of people noticed that the culture in NASA was shifting, including many NASA employees. I just don't think that people, particularly outside the agency, were listening to them. When it came to a question of improving culture or saving money, the saving money argument invariably prevailed unless someone was able to argue that this was an immediate safety issue.
Some analysts urge even deeper cultural changes at NASA than suggested by the Accident Investigation Board. Alex Rowland, a former NASA historian, now at Duke University, says in his view, the agency has been led by ideologues who were driven by the desire to establish a permanent human presence in space.
And this is such an overwhelmingly important, almost messianic mission that all obstacles simply need to be overcome. So when the budget isn't there or when there are technical problems, the culture of the agency becomes sort of obsessively can-do. It's almost as if by an act of will, they're going to surmount these obstacles that are thrown in their path.
He says that's what caused the blind spots that led to the Columbia accident. The formal Accident Investigation Board agrees on this point, that Congress and the White House do need to find a clear vision for NASA's human space program. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.